Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally, I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I'd like to talk about It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Though this is an immensely popular Christmas song, it doesn't directly mention the birth of Christ. It focuses instead more on the message of the angels on the night of his birth. The author of this text, Edmund Hamilton Sears, wrote the song with a focus of peace on earth, which was the angels' message. He wrote it in the tumultuous time leading up to the U.S. Civil War, when it appeared that peace on earth was nowhere to be found. Sears hailed from Massachusetts and had a degree from Harvard Divinity School. After earning his degree, he was ordained a Unitarian minister and remained in Massachusetts. This carol came out of a time of deep despair in Sears' life, as many wonderful works of art do. He had learned to love poetry from his father on a farm growing up, and so he often turned to it in difficult times. Sears was recovering from a horrible illness and felt despondent about the violent state of the world. He wrote this text and called it the Angel Song. Though he likely didn't intend for it to be a carol at first, just a poem. He published it in the Christian Register in 1849. And he had published his first carol, Calm on the Listening Ear of Night, before The Angel's Song, but the second publication proved much more popular than the first. He went on to write and published around 50 other hymns. There is a stanza that is not often included today that provides a greater contrast between the war-torn world and the peace that the angels were talking about. It has a much different tone from the rest of the stanzas. Here it is. But with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. Another interesting tidbit about this song is that there are two popular tunes for it, and the tune that you prefer is likely based on where you're from. In the British Isles, the tune Noel by Sir Arthur Sullivan is preferred, but in the United States, the tune Carol by Richard Storrs Willis is used more often. Willis was an organist living in New York who had studied music with Felix Mendelssohn in Germany, but his version of the carol didn't come about until about a decade after the first publication appeared. Whatever tune you sing it to, here is a verse of the heartfelt plea for peace on earth, goodwill to men.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands our gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.